patriarch Yin Kuang said, "The principles of cause and effect govern the secular world and beyond. It works like weights on a balance or a scale beam. All phenomena in the universe and human life are subject to the principles of cause and effect. Depending on the result we want to achieve, we need to cultivate the corresponding causes and conditions. With the right causes and conditions, the results will be inevitable. In other words, rewards and retributions originate out of causes and conditions. If people are lazy and do not cultivate the causes, how will they reap the effects? Hard work and diligence are prerequisites to experience results. Those with wholesome roots, blessings, and virtues work hard at doing good deeds. Likewise, those burdened by negative karma are very diligent in unwholesome karmic activities. Otherwise, how would there be 18 divisions of hells? Anyone who is mindful of the principles of cause and effect in all interactions in life will surely reap the effects according to the causes he or she creates. Once again, the effect is fully dictated by the cause and corresponding conditions. Even if we have wholesome causes and conditions that enable us to be reborn as human beings, or even as heavenly beings, we are still subject to endless suffering in the cycle of transmigration. In the six paths, it is pitiable that sentient beings are unable to return the light and reflect within. In our confusion and lack of wisdom, how can we successfully observe the reality of things? Everyone here has virtuous roots after all. There are two kinds of virtuous roots. One is our inherent goodness, or our conscience. Another is a result of accumulation, or accrued goodness, through cultivation of wholesome causes and conditions. However, inherent virtuous roots require positive conditions in order to mature. In other words, without positive contributing factors, inherent virtuous roots will not blossom and bear fruit. Therefore, we need to work on cultivating the contributing factors only when the causes contributing conditions and timing are adequate will there be results. Nothing will be produced if the causes are present, but the conditions are not. If the causes and conditions are complete, we still need to wait for the appropriate time before the result can take effect. However, some people do not understand the principles of dependent origination. They think they have done nothing wrong, even though they may not be aware of their misconduct. Believing in the righteousness of their conduct, they complain, "I do nothing but good, and yet I always encounter adversities." On the contrary, somebody is a villain, but his life is so good. There is something wrong with the principles of cause and effect. It is important to understand that it takes time for causes and contributing conditions to materialize. Only when time is due can fruits ripen. There is a well-known saying, "Those who are virtuous will be rewarded. Those who are wicked will receive the retribution." When the reward or retribution has yet to come, it is because time is not due yet. When the time comes, the appropriate result will definitely take its course. Therefore, if people engage in vile actions in this lifetime, they do not necessarily experience the negative consequences. Here and now, the same rule holds for wholesome actions. Why is that so? It is not the time yet. For example, if farmers plant grain seeds in spring, can they harvest the grains in spring or summer? No, they would have to wait until autumn. This analogy illustrates the importance of the time factor You are now here at the temple as sincere Buddhist disciples. We practice according to the Buddha Dharma, striving to eradicate our greed, anger, and ignorance, to prevent them from causing us to kill, steal, or engage in sexual misconduct. But our intentions will not immediately become reality. If you briefly read the Earth Store Sutra today, it is not the case that tomorrow you will become Earth Store Bodhisattva. Today, if the conditions are favorable for you to recite the Earth Store Sutra, then the recitation will go well accordingly. Adequate conditions and causes will surely herald the corresponding karmic effects in the future. What do we mean by cause? It is like a seed before germination. If the seed is stored in a granary, even if it stays there for tens of thousands of years, it will never grow into a plant. The seed requires favorable conditions such as good soil, moisture, and sunlight, as well as air. The soil ought to be fertile too. A single cause requires the help of many conditions in order for its effects to come to fruition. When the time comes and all the necessary conditions are present, there will certainly be an effect. What kind of effect, it depends entirely on the wholesome and unwholesome causes that we create, which yield the effects of suffering and happiness. If the time has yet to come, there might not be an effect. When we see a tree full of fruit, but the time has yet to come for it to ripen, then even if we pick some off, it will be inedible. If the fruit is picked at the time when it is ripe, it will be delicious and fragrant.